What animal has orange lips, a long black tail, and croaks like a frog? How about a newly discovered species of monkey? Now, that word discover actually underplays how big a deal this is, because even after scientists found this monkey, proving it was, in fact, a new species of primate took years. NPR's Henry Larson explains why.
Kate Detweiler's team of researchers is in the monkey business. It is the business of finding monkeys.
It is really rare.
She's a biological anthropologist at Florida Atlantic University. And to hear her tell it, discovering a new primate is a lot like cracking a case.
The detective story began in 2008 when the Le Creux Foundation had this blurry photo of an animal that was not clear at all.
That was almost 20 years ago, when a wildlife research group, the Le Creux Foundation, went into a remote rainforest in the Democratic Republic of Congo. But then, the monkey vanished.
Fast forward 10 years.
In 2018, the foundation's members were in that same forest, and they struck gold.
And then they got the clear photos. It was this group on the ground that recognized they had something really different, and Junior was there.
Junior Omboko, field conservationist from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
So I think he should tell that part.
But the difference with the picture we're looking at was that this one had this yellow mask around the lips.
The monkey Omboko saw resembled other smaller, black and white, tree-based primates, part of a genus named Colobus. But this new monkey had patches of skin, yellowish-orange and white around its mouth and eyes, and very distinct hands. No other Colobus looked like it. Some local villagers, the few who knew about this type of monkey, called it Likweli. One October day, as part of their research, Omboko and his team went out into the forest to look for Likweli.
So when I came across Likweli, I stayed for over 2 hours. I couldn't leave. I was like, it's hard to spot them. But once you spot them, they can stay for hours. They're like, okay, we know that you need our pictures, so just take your pictures. They know how to position themselves.
This audio was recorded by the Congolese research team.
We call it the roar of the colobus. It's a really distinct sound in the rainforest, and if you're there with colobus, it depends on the morning at 5 a.m., and you can hear it loud above your tent.
After a while, Omboko joined Kate Detweiler's primate lab as they cataloged their findings, and they hit it off.
He and I have been hip to hip, shoulder to shoulder, however you want to say it.
Over the course of about half a decade, the team made more observations, collected samples, and did DNA and bone analysis, all sorts of tests to show that Likweli is significantly distinct from other Colobus species. And this month, their study finally published. They gave Likweli the scientific name Colobus congoensis. They also recommended the monkey be classified as endangered, given its relatively small habitat and behavior.
It's just like an amazing, fascinating process, the result at the end.
And Omboko and Detweiler celebrated their big moment, years and years in the making, at a local brewery. They listened to Congolese music and shared some mango juice.
I am so excited and I'm so grateful for my mentor. At some point, I would just feel like crying, like tears. And when I saw her, I was just a very potent moment that I will never forget.
Well, I made the mango juice for you, but I didn't in the hug.
It's safe to say they were pretty happy.
The biggest reward was to have him there for all of it.
Henry Larson, NPR News.